Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Before AI can help your business predict demand, accelerate growth, inform decisions, automate tasks, reveal insights, generate content, you have to trust it. Introducing Watson X Governance, helping you govern any AI as data, models, and policies change so you can scale it responsibly. Let's create AI that begins with trust with Watson X Governance. Learn more at ibm.com/governance. IBM, let's create.
This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
The virus that causes shingles is sleeping in 99% of people over 50. While not everyone at risk will develop shingles, it strikes as a painful rash that can last for weeks. Wake up, because shingles could wake up in you. Ask your doctor or pharmacist about shingles prevention.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Time now for today's Strawberry Letter. And listen, if you need advice on relationships, dating, work, sex, parenting, and more, please submit your Strawberry Letter to steveharveyfm.com and click Submit Strawberry Letter. We could be reading your letter on the air live, just like we're going to read this one right here, right now. Did you hear that?
Buckle up, and hold on tight. We got it for you. Here it is, Strawberry Letter.
Oh, please don't even try it. Subject: his ex-wife wants to sleep over. Dear Stephen Shirley, I've been married for 2 years. When I met my husband 4 years ago, he had just gotten divorced and he was in a bitter custody battle with his ex-wife. His daughter is very sweet and she loves her dad, but the ex-wife is dead set on her not having a relationship with her dad. When we met, he had to limit communication with his ex because she told everybody he kept calling her to work things out and he wanted his family back. I never gave it any of my attention, but it really bothered him. Now he only communicates with her by texting, so she can't lie on him. They have joint custody and he pays her child support. She didn't like the amount of child support the judge ordered him to pay, so he pays a little more every month. Nothing he's done makes her happy thus far. Meanwhile, we haven't had his daughter sleep over at our house in 2 years. I thought maybe if I befriended his ex, that would help things out, but she told me not to ever call her phone again. A few months after that, she texted me to say her behavior was uncalled for and we could be cordial. But that didn't last long. She continued to deny visitation to my husband. We want to take his daughter, who's 12 years old now, to South Carolina with us for spring break. His ex-wife said his daughter can't go on a trip with us unless she goes too. Same thing with weekend visits at our house. If the daughter sleeps over, the ex-wife has to come too. I don't want this woman sleeping in my house. My husband said it may be the only way for him to enjoy time with his child. He is ready to seek full custody. What would you do in this situation? Whoa. I don't know, but I think, you know, that's a good place to start, to go ahead and seek full custody, go back to the court. I think your husband is in a horrible position because, you know, despite all the craziness from his ex-wife, he wants to see his baby, bottom line. He doesn't have many options because of this ugly acting woman. She's evil, she's out of line, and she's obviously a miserable, very bitter person. And she's abusing her power and using her daughter, putting her daughter right in the middle, using her as a pawn. And that's just wrong to do children like that. But on the other hand, you, I think, are an angel. I mean, you've been over backwards to be accommodating to this woman. And that says you have love for your husband and for his daughter, your stepdaughter. Your husband is the very opposite of a deadbeat dad. Doesn't fit that stereotype at all. He pays more child support than the court ordered. You can't get a lot of dads to pay even anything, let alone more. So that's good. A father who wants to be a major part of her life. The thing is, your daughter really is old enough to choose for herself what parents she wants to be with. She just can't because she's a minor, and I feel sorry in that regard. Because divorce is so hard on children. I don't even understand why this woman wants to stay in the house. Could it be that she still wants your husband? I would say the answer to that is yes. Does she want to make your lives a living hell because she's so miserable and unhappy? I think that would be a yes, too. But, you know, you got to think about what's best for the child. And right now, until he goes to court, you know, I don't know. Could you guys get 2 hotel rooms? Can you afford that? And, you know, let the wife stay in one and with the child, and you and the husband stay in the other one. At least she won't be in your house. I don't know. Maybe this will work out until he can get to the court and fix it. At least he can see his baby. Steve?
I don't really know what to say. This is a letter kind of stupid to me. I wouldn't even wrote in about this. Hell. Well, you met your husband 4 years ago. The subject is ex-wife wants to sleep over. Sleep over where? Whoa. So this lady is writing this letter, and she's talking about her husband's ex wants to sleep over at their house?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
He got divorced, bitter custody battle, daughter's sweet, loves her dad. Ex-wife don't want them to have no relationship. They met, had limited communication with his ex because she told everybody he kept calling at work trying to work stuff out because he wanted his family back. She ain't paid no attention, so now he only communicated by texting so she can't lie on him. He paid child support. She don't like the amount. He paid more. Don't nothing make her happy. Now, they ain't had his daughter sleep at their house in 2 years. Whew. And the reason I'm reading this letter again is because I want you to see how some people use children mm-hmm. as pawns mm-hmm. to get back at the other party mm-hmm. for whatever reason. We don't know why they divorced, but obviously whether it was her fault, but it takes 2 people to get a divorce.
Yeah.
Somebody may initiate a wrong, but when you get a divorce, 2 people did something that wasn't cool, the way you handle it or something. So it takes 2 people to get a divorce. So you thought that you should befriend this crazy heifer.
She tried.
Here's a
Steve.
Woman
she tried.
That don't care what her baby think, mm-hmm. but you think you're going to get her to start making sense to you? She don't care nothing about you because she don't care nothing about her child. When you use a child as a pawn in the relationship, the damage that you think you're doing to the other party, whatever you're doing to the other party, multiply that by 10, because that's what's happening with the child.
All right, Steve, hold that thought, okay? We're going to have part 2 of your response coming up at 23 minutes after the hour. Today's Strawberry Letter subject, his ex-wife wants to sleep over. We'll get back into it right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, Steve, come on. Let's recap today's Strawberry Letter subject. His ex-wife wants to sleep over. What?
Now, who do that?
Right.
Well, who,
where?
What? First of all, girl, let's be real about this. Anybody yeah. finna let you, the ex-wife, no. stay at this woman's house. Yeah. Ain't no woman letting her husband's ex-wife sleep over because she demands it.
Yeah.
It would be different if some extenuating circumstances, their house burned down and they needed a place to stay for a couple days. Got that.
Right.
But she won't let the baby come over to y'all's house in for 2 years.
And spend the night. Yeah.
And spend the night. The daughter loves the daddy. You try to befriend this crazy woman that don't care nothing about her daughter. So now she said they want to take the daughter, who's 12 years old, to South Carolina with them for spring break.
Yeah.
His wife said his daughter can't go on the trip with us unless she go too. Nobody finna pay for you to come nowhere on spring break.
Right.
His ex-wife said his daughter can't go on the trip with us unless she goes too. Same thing the weekend visit at our house. If the daughter sleeps over, the ex-wife has to come too. I don't want this woman sleeping in my house. My husband said it may be the only way for him to enjoy time with his child. He's ready to seek full custody. What do you think of this situation? First of all, sir, you're going to have to find... I know you want to see your daughter. Mm-hmm. But that ex-wife demanding to sleep over the house... There's no reason that that should be the case. You've got to get a lawyer and get unsupervised visits. And you've got to get weekend rights to your daughter. Now, I don't know if they're going to give you full custody because for a court to take a child away from a mother, you have to be an unfit mom. Crazy don't count as unfit.
Well,
because if she's not abusing the daughter, she's just abusing the man, which in turn abusing the daughter. Ain't no court finna do that. But let me tell you why you really can't have this heifer at your house.
Come on, break it.
Let's just go over a couple of things. Let's just start with number one. Sleep over your house. Wake up this crazy heifer standing over you with a butcher knife. That's for starters. Now you walking all in the kitchen, her crazy ass in there making sandwiches. This ain't your house.
Right.
Can't be in here doing this in here. She down. She done bought a load of clothes over. She downstairs washing a load of clothes in your damn laundromat. Don't let this heifer in your house. Knocking on the bathroom door. You in there in the bathroom. She knocking on the door. What's taking you so long? Hurry up.
I need to get in there.
In your house. You in there. She rearranging furniture. I don't like the sofa over here. I want it over here. Sitting up in here. Snatch the remote out your hand. Make everybody watch 48 hours. Don't let this crazy heifer in your house.
No.
You go downstairs, she walking around with her bra and panties on, talking about what you want. What you want.
Not that.
Walking around the house humming.
What's she humming, Steve?
Got a feeling.
Friends?
Got a feeling. I got a feeling somebody's trying to sneak in my friend. And there ain't gonna be no like that. Don't let this crazy heifer in your house.
No, ma'am.
Be in here lighting candles and stuff. Have a little seance in the living room. All kind of stuff. Go in that kitchen. She in there got 2 chicken feet in there with a bird beak.
Oh, Lord.
Bird beak.
It's just too crazy. Yeah. I feel bad for this thing.
He's stupid.
Man, but he has to go to court, though.
Yeah, he does.
And work out something get visitation and weekends. Got to have weekends with your child.
They already have joint custody, though. I mean,
but see, if she, you can enforce the joint custody. She can't make the rules of the joint custody because the father hasn't been ruled unfit.
Right, and he pays.
So he
more
has
than
to have weekends. He's paying child custody.
Child support. More than
he should have rights and a weekend with his daughter.
He should
every other weekend.
Without the mama.
I have a question.
So is it perhaps maybe spring break is her week and she doesn't want to give that week up and that's why she's demanding to go?
No.
She didn't say that.
This is not only the spring break.
It's
the girl
weekend.
Ain't been to their house in 2 years.
2 years.
Yeah.
So this is way beyond the spring break. She won't even let the daughter come to the house to see the man.
Right.
Yeah.
Because she being funky because she bitter.
Yes,
yeah. And I can't stand when they use the children as pawns and
That's
put
right,
them in the middle.
You're hurting
the
child.
Yeah, you're hurting
awful.
This child. She wants to see her dad, and the dad wants to spend time with her. All
Without
right, Steve, thank you.
You.
All right, post your comments on today's Strawberry
Letter.
I didn't
want you
Steve
when
Harvey.
We was married. No good hell well, I don't want you over here now.
Steve Harvey FM on Instagram and Facebook. Check out the Strawberry Letter podcast on demand, please. And coming up at 46 minutes after the hour, we'll have Sports Talk with Junior right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Life is full of unexpected moments, from car repairs to vet bills. Aspire Credit Card is there for you. The Aspire Cashback Rewards Card empowers you to manage everyday needs and surprises while rewarding you with 3% cashback rewards on gas, groceries, and utilities, plus 1% on all other eligible purchases. Worried about your credit? With Aspire, less than perfect credit is okay. And you can see if you pre-qualify without affecting your credit score. Visit Aspire.com and see if you pre-qualify. Accepted at your favorite stores where you use MasterCard. Visit Aspire.com and see if you pre-qualify today. Build, grow, aspire. Hey ladies, it's Shirley Strawberry. As women, we put our hearts into everything. May is High Blood Pressure Education Month, and it's time to focus on our heart health. Release the Pressure wants to help Black women look at self-care as an act of self-preservation. During High Blood Pressure Education Month, let's help get our goal of 100,000 Black women putting their hearts first and learn more about their heart health. Visit iHeartRadio.com/RTP for official rules and a chance to receive a $1,000 gift card to take care of yourself and prioritize your heart health. That's iHeartRadio.com/RTP.
The wait is over. The Chi is back on Paramount Plus, and the stakes have never been higher. Everything changes on the South Side when a new threat comes to power in the Showtime original series from Emmy winner Lena Waithe. Battle lines will be drawn, alliances will shift, and danger lies around every corner, leaving everyone to wonder who they can trust. Visit ParamountPlus.com/TheShot to get a 50% discount off the Paramount Plus with Showtime annual plan. Offer ends July 14th. Subscription auto-renews. Restrictions apply.